You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
My camera guy at the time was like, holy shit. Got money stolen from me.
Yeah, me too.
Like a lot.
I'm gonna cry. I can't talk about it.
Okay. Was she okay?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Alex.
Are you ready?
I am ready for this
one. Are
you
scared?
Not really.
Oh, once we get to certain topics, I
okay,
feel like
then
you're
going to
change
like
your
is.
Tone, sir.
Yes, yes.
This time, for this podcast, we are going to talk about our friendships not just with each other, with other people, and how we were taken advantage of in the past,
mm-hmm.
how success changes your friendships, even like lifelong childhood friendships.
Oh, yeah.
Once we became successful, what happened to those? How
yep.
even our family? My family treated me differently
what?
At first.
Okay.
Because it was new. They weren't familiar with like fans coming up and they're like, well, what?
Uh-huh.
Like, we're just at the grocery store. And
yeah.
I get bombarded. And then they're like, imagine that from a parent's point of view. You're like, my kid's not that special.
Dude, you know what I hated?
What?
When we first moved to LA and the people you meet who try to use you.
Oh.
Who try to do whatever they can to latch onto you just for fame, success, their own like ego.
It's crazy.
So disgusting.
The methods that people do to try to get into your life. All right, before we get into all that, let's start with us.
Sure, sure, sure.
And then we're going to get got.
Okay, sweet.
But first, before we get got with that,
yeah,
we got to talk about the other thing.
What thing?
Make sure to comment what you guys want us to talk about, because in a future podcast, we will be talking about your top comment. Whichever comment gets the most likes, whatever topic it is, we will talk about it.
Yes.
Hopefully it's not too crazy.
And those who are listening at Spotify, other platforms, feel free to go to YouTube, comment, and let us know.
Can they comment on Spotify?
I have no idea.
We'll check that
out. I'm so new to this, dude.
I know, man. We need some help.
So I think a big reason I noticed, because when you posted a video, no, this is with me.
Oh.
This is why Roy Wasabi, or Roy
for
Wasabi.
For the Spotify listeners, my eyes got big. I got scared for a second. I thought it was something
else. Yeah, but the thing we did, the one-on-one interview, me talking about why I left Wasabi Productions.
Oh, the emotional one.
The emotional one
what,
that you posted.
What was it called? Why Roy left Wasabi Productions?
Yeah.
Check that video out. I was very happy with that video.
It's same.
A lot of healing happened.
It did. And that's what I wanted to point out. A lot of that healing people related to because they had that falling out with other people and they are just super inspired by our friendship and the way we grow and handled not talking to each other for so long.
Yeah. You know, that was the first time I read through the comments and I cried.
Wow.
Because just seeing people saying, oh, I wish I could do this with my friend from 5 years ago. I wish I could, this could happen, or I haven't talked to them. We had a split up. We had this, or like, even with, like family, I haven't talked to my dad in this long, or like you guys inspired me to do this, and I healed my relationship with my mother and stuff like that. I had to stop. I had to take like breaks in between the comments because I was crying.
Why did we rekindle? Why are we strong now than we were before, you think? Because I feel like right now our relationship and friendship is at the point where it's just so
good,
solid. Like
I know.
I'm like, all right.
I think
you're cool.
We're still growing.
I think so.
We're still growing now, but we know who we are more.
Mm.
We're trying to figure it out. And I think we were pressured to grow together.
Yeah.
When people
we don't
are different.
Know. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's like we can't grow together if we're going to go separate paths. I think something that's beneficial now between us is we see each other a lot.
Yeah.
Before we lived together, we worked together, we ate together, we felt pressured to like hang out at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Now we do hang out, but you have other friends, I have other friends. I go to like on the weekends, I might see you, I might not, because we have a lot of mutual friends, but you go golfing and you don't feel the need to be like, Alex, oh, I better invite him because he's my best friend. I don't want to make him feel excluded.
Okay, God, thank God. Because I thought that's what I was like, oh, God, I hope Alex doesn't get mad at me. No.
In the past, we're like, oh, so worried about each other. Now we're just like, yo, you live your life, I live my life. We're going to see each other.
I think you're absolutely correct. We just saw so much of each other. We just hated each other.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, what? Every little thing.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
A lot of comparison between us, I feel like. I think that wasn't good. I think that was more on your side, though. You told me in the past that you like compared a lot of numbers, like friends. Like, like looks, stuff like that.
I had my own bit of insecurity.
Yeah.
But then I fix it. I'm like, what the hell, dude?
Yeah.
The only reason why I'm doing that is just comparing.
Yeah.
I should just be comparing to myself. What can I make better of myself? And I think space was the space.
Space, yeah.
Space. Right now, yeah, we have good space.
Yeah.
And I see you. And when I don't see you, I don't see you. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
But then when I see you, I'm like, oh, I think it's better when you don't see each other.
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
see
each other time to miss each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely feel like we're stronger friends now than we were back then. Yeah. Back then we were friends, but on camera we had to see each other.
Yeah.
Off camera we saw each other, so we're like, we didn't really hang out outside of camera unless it was a group setting.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't mind, but just like not all the time, because we like you said, we have two different interests, personalities.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, I enjoyed time with you even back then, but. Back then it was like a lot every single day.
Yeah.
Especially when we moved.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a new place. We moved to LA for the first time, new place, new people, new everything. So it was just super overwhelming.
Even before we moved, it was tough because I had a job, I had friends, you lived 30 minutes away and you were in college. So you had that to deal with. And then you had your friends. So we didn't, the only time we saw each other is when we had to make time to film.
Yeah.
So then it just felt like a chore. Because we had other stuff going on and we couldn't just like focus on this.
So do you think if we talked about our problems and communicated a lot more back in the day, we wouldn't have broken up? Or do you think we still would have broken up?
I don't think we had the tools. Not just like if we did communicate, it would have been good, like obviously. Yeah. But we also just didn't know what we wanted.
That's true.
Like we could talk about like, oh, I feel like you're doing this. I feel like you do that. But then we still didn't know who we were.
That is true.
So I think everything happened the way it was supposed to happen.
So you're saying even if we discussed everything, I still would have left and to figure out.
I think it would have extended us, but I don't think what we needed was space apart, but we didn't know that. Like we wouldn't know. We would have been like, this is what bothers me. And we wouldn't have realized, oh, we just need to spend some time apart and then just like forcing. Yeah, there's a lot of things.
This is a relationship, dude. I got married again with this guy, I feel like, whenever I rekindled with you.
Yeah.
I had my marriage and then I had my second marriage with you when I, it really does feel like a marriage.
Yeah,
like,
I'm your work wife.
Yeah, me too. I'm also your work wife.
There you go.
And it's like the same as a relationship. You have to just kind of listen, understand, just make things work.
Yeah.
And at the same time, you have to find the person who kind of synergizes with you.
Yeah.
Or I don't know. I'm just saying what we have, I feel like it's kind of rare.
Yeah.
Not like bragging or anything. I'm just like trying to figure out like, is this normal, dude?
Yeah. I feel like if we... I mean, I'm happy that we get to see each other and we do have things in our life that brings us together. So like we never have to be like, oh, let's do this. I haven't seen you in a while. Let's do this. But if we didn't talk for a month and then we met up again, it would be one of those friends like, hey, like it would like we just picked up right where we left off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And for everyone watching and listening, if you don't know our history, we've known each other since 2002, I believe.
Right?
I think so. The first time we met was... our dads played basketball together, and during a league, we, I guess, stumbled upon each other.
It was a Filipino league, but my dad was import. You could have one import per team, and he had to be married to a Filipino, or somehow, and he was the import. And that's how. And then we were just the kids that didn't play basketball yet, and we were just kind of just sitting there watching our dads play. And like, hey. And then there were, I don't remember when this happened, but there was one time we were bored, we were young, and there was these mats against the wall at the gym they were playing at. And we put one mat against the wall, one on the floor, and we tried to do backflips. And neither of us had any experience in backflips. And I definitely almost broke my neck. But you actually did it.
I did?
I remember being like, you actually, before dad said, hey, stop that.
Oh, yeah, I remember that part.
You actually did it. And I was like, oh, you did it. And you were like, oh, I did it. We're like 12, 13, 14. I don't know.
2000, in the 2000s. And eventually, Alex moved into the same street in the same neighborhood as me. And that's kind of where we got a little closer. Our families became closer as well. We would see each other every now and then.
Yeah, our moms mostly. Mm-hmm. Our dads too, but our moms are like actual friends.
Yeah.
Our dads were like, hey, what's up, man?
Like buddies.
Yeah, they're buddies, yeah.
And then Alex, I think your junior year in high school.
Yep.
I was a sophomore. He transferred into my high school.
Yeah.
And then that's kind of where we started this whole Wasabi thing.
Yeah.
Like, hey, here's a camera. You want to film after school? And you're like, oh, yeah.
Well, no, I was at Riverside. I was at the other high school while we were filming, because one of the first times I was like, whoa, this is weird, with fans, was when I came to your school.
Oh.
Because at my school, everybody knew me already, so it wasn't like, oh my god, there's Alex.
Yeah.
And I transferred to your school because it was closer to our neighborhood.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what, we're gonna transfer. So we transferred, and I remember walking through the halls the first time, and I was just looking for you because I didn't know anybody at that school.
Yeah.
And everybody's whispering, and I had to walk like down a bunch of halls. I had to go like, I was just looking for you, looking for my classes, and everybody's whispering, that's the guy.
That's
Alex Wasabi.
Why does he have brown sands in his pants?
Yeah. And that was my first like, whoa. What? Why does everybody know me? I didn't expect this. I didn't think about that. It would have been the same if you came to my school. If you tried.
Oh, really?
Because everybody knew you at Northern.
I would have loved to go to your school. Northern sucked.
Yeah. They just remodeled, renovated, and moved the school. It's so high tech and so nice. High school. What was built in the 50s or something?
Yeah. It felt like a jail.
It was just riddled with gangs and just...
Yeah.
It was crazy. Our high school was so ghetto, so hood.
You can't say ghetto anymore, bro.
Oh, really? Yeah. Is that a thing?
Yeah, you'll get canceled.
You know another thing you can't say?
What?
Youngblood.
Why?
I looked it up. I think it's not a good thing. I said it one time, and then somebody's like, oh, you can't say that.
Really?
I can't remember what it was.
That's an artist name, dude.
Is it?
Yeah, young blood.
I don't know. I remember looking at, I thought it meant just a young person with young blood, like you're a young kid.
Oh.
That's what I thought. I don't know.
Bloods and Crip. Oh. It's a young gang member.
Oh, so you can't. That's what it is.
Yeah.
I didn't know about the other word, the G word. I didn't know we couldn't say that.
Gangster?
No, ghetto.
Oh, yeah, the G word. Yeah.
They, like, okay, well, I can say hood then, right?
I don't know. Just say.
You can't say hood. What do I say?
Inner city.
Inner city?
Yeah.
That's weird. That feels weird to say.
You know what word is also weird to say now?
What?
Dope.
What?
Yeah.
You can say dope?
You can say dope, but if you say it, people are going to be like, oh, you're so old, dude.
Really?
Yeah. You say dope all the time.
I love saying dope. I'm like, oh, that's dope, dope.
That's dope, dope. That if you say that now and then like someone hears it, it's like, oh, you're probably from like 1980s.
That's crazy because when my dad says dope, he's talking about weed.
Uh-huh.
He's like, oh, wait, I smell dope. Or I don't know, LA smells like dope when he comes to visit. And I'm like, oh, I don't even say it like that. And now there's a new wave. Oh, my God.
Dude, Gen Z, like, yells at
we
you.
We should bring it back.
Dope?
But meaning something else. Because, like, dope to my dad was weed. Dope to us means cool. So what's the new meaning for dope?
Wang Wang.
Yeah. I don't know what that
is. Wang Wang.
No, you still got to say dope, but it just means something else.
I don't know.
It means, like, retro.
You can't say dope. I mean, you can. It's just like Gen Z, they just get mad at you. Not mad, they just make fun of you. You can't say dub, like, oh, that's all they just stupid.
Boomer.
You can't say lit.
Oh, yeah. You can't say swag. I feel like swag is way outdated.
Oh, swag is, whoa. You're like 1940s,
you can't say
bro.
Crunk. Let's get crunk.
You say crunk.
No, I didn't, but rap songs used to say, let's get crunk.
Oh, bro, you can't say any of that nowadays.
Okay, so back to what I was saying. Our school was so
rough.
Rough. That's a good word. Our school was so rough that at the beginning of every year, in the first week or two, there would be 50 fights. Like, everywhere you go, there's just fights breaking out. Fight, 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 fight. Sometimes it was gang-related fights. Sometimes it was just bullies fighting. Sometimes it was just people just fight, fight, fight. Girls mm-hmm. and guys. Everybody's fighting. They all get suspended. No fights for the rest of the year. And then next year, they all are back. They yep. all fight again. They get suspended again. But that first 2 weeks is full of fights.
Remember the bomb threat?
Yep.
The
yep.
bomb threat? Mm-hmm. Someone called in a bomb threat because they knew we would all need to evacuate into the football field. And then that's when people fought. It was a yep. gang initiation thing.
Yep.
People.
And one of the gangs called in a bomb threat just to get the entire school into the field so they would be cloaked amongst the students.
Yep.
And it would be hard to stop the fights. And that was crazy.
You know, one of the first videos on Guava Juice was that bomb threat.
You reacted to it?
No, there was like a news, it came up in the news and I filmed it.
Yeah.
And then I just made a little video about it. You search it up. Search up Northern High School bomb threat.
Wasn't there
Guava
like,
Juice?
We went out to the football field and we got surrounded by how many cop cars?
At least 15.
15? I feel like it was more than that.
I don't know. It was 15.
It was like completely surrounded.
Mm.
Cops were coming in. People were dropping from heat stroke. Teachers are dropping from heat stroke because mm-hmm. it's so much going on. Everyone's panicking. It's yeah. really hot. People were trying to juke the cops, which was crazy. And there's something that I regret to this day that happened.
Whoa, in that day?
I feel so bad about it.
But did I just brought up a memory?
I think about it a lot and I hate it. I feel so bad.
Does it relate to your protective senses?
Yeah. Oh. How'd you know?
I don't know. That's my first instinct.
Man.
What happened?
So I remember I just dropped my girlfriend off at the cafeteria. I had to go to class. She was at lunch. And then before I got to the class, the loudspeaker was like, everybody evacuate to the football field. So I didn't know what was going on. Nobody was in class. Everybody's in the middle of changing classes. So we all didn't know what to do. So I went to the football I went back to my girlfriend, got her, make sure she was okay. I said, hey, let's go to the football field. I don't know. I didn't even think it was an emergency. I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
We got to the football field. Then all hell broke loose. Yeah. Everybody started fighting, people passing out, cops running around, cops surrounding us, helicopters all. There's probably like multiple helicopters flying around.
Mm.
We're on the news and I'm panicking. I'm like, what? And then I don't have a class. I'm just kind of by myself. And my sister runs up to me and she's like, Alex, what's happening? I was like, I don't know. She's like, what do I do? I was like, stay near your teacher. And then she ran and went to find her teacher. And uh-huh. I was like, what was I thinking? I've just never been in a dangerous situation like that.
Oh.
I should have been like, stay with me. I'm gonna cry. I can't talk about it.
Okay. Was she okay?
Yeah, she's fine. It's just like a big failure as a big brother on my part.
Oh, dude. It's you were
young. Podcast. I knew this would happen.
You were young, man.
I was young, yeah, but it should have clicked.
It was a stressful situation.
Yeah.
You ever talk to her about it?
No.
Sorry, I didn't do the thing.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Call her, be like, hey, remember that one time? Sorry. She's probably like, what? I don't remember this.
Yeah.
I bet you.
Yeah.
He's like, it's okay, man.
So.
Yeah.
Man, I hate that.
It's fine, because you told me that one story where she dated someone, they broke up, and you scared the guy away, so that's
good. I think it was like a wake-up call. I was like, oh, nothing's ever going to happen to her again.
Oh.
That was so dumb. What'd you do? How did that go with you?
It's okay. I filmed a YouTube video about it.
No, I mean, during the process, what happened? I didn't see
you. Oh, I just jumped the fence and went home.
Yeah. I think that's what I ended up doing, but
it's okay, bro. You're a good guy, bro. Every time you talk about your family, I'm just, the more and more I just see the good in you, bro. You know what I told our friend Pablo the other day?
What?
We were talking about like just people and how good they are. I was like, hey man, it's hard to find good people nowadays. But it's not hard to find the good in people. And you have both.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Oh, thank you.
Saying.
Dang it, I knew. I told you in the last podcast. I was like, hey, it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
As soon as you talk about family, it happened. Ah. Well, I kind of feel better getting that out. I've never talked to anybody about that. It's just a personal thing that I always carried with me. And
really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice you got it out. I'm sure it's fine. A lot of people wouldn't even think that. So it's just really strong that you thought about it like that. Like, dang.
Yeah, maybe I can, like, let it go now.
Yeah. Oh, look at this.
Look at that.
Spice fruit healing the heart.
Healing heart. Okay.
So that is why our friendship is so strong, because of this bomb threat, everybody. So if you want to get, you want to have a strong, lasting best friend in your life, go to the same high school, yeah, and hopefully there's a bomb threat.
No. It was crazy. I'm surprised the school didn't get shut down after that. That was crazy.
They did. That's why they were rebuilding a new one.
10 years later, no, like 15 kidding. Years later.
Oh, man.
Before we go on to the next thing, sure, what do you think are tips to avoid the mistakes we made?
In what? Like,
in friendship.
Until right now.
To keep your friendship healthy instead of having to go through what we went through.
True. Space. Give you and your friend time to have space.
Yeah.
You don't have to always be there to hang out. Like, oh, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah.
Give space, because at the same time, you're still trying to figure out yourself. So yeah, you can't do that if you're always together, you know?
Yeah.
You can grow together, but then how do you grow by yourself?
Yeah.
You need both.
So. Yeah, you can't. I think growing up, when you have a best friend, you feel like you need to make them your whole world, when that is not healthy. You have to make them part of your world, or you have to be part of their world. Don't try to be their world.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be like, I can't believe you didn't get upset because they didn't update you on something that's not even related to you.
Yeah.
You just gotta be forgiving.
And
be selfish.
Selfish?
Be selfish.
For yourself.
Yeah, for yourself.
Yes.
You gotta be selfish. People are like, oh, friendships, you don't be selfish. You have to be selfish. You have to take care of yourself so you can be a better friend to your friend.
Exactly.
Yeah. If you're going through something and you need your friend, they'll always be there.
Exactly.
So it's not, they're not gonna, if they leave you because of something trivial,
yeah,
then like, how good of a friend were they in the first place?
Yes, I absolutely agree. And I guess for those who relate on my end with myself always comparing myself to the other friend, don't do that. It's not good for you. You know, you have your own journey and your own path. Why compare your story to someone else's story when each person's story is uniquely beautiful? So keep writing your own story.
Yeah.
So don't compare. Don't buy followers like I did to catch up with your friend's follower count. Don't do that.
That's so funny. That's crazy that was the reason.
I'm like, oh, you have 1,000 more followers than me. $20. All right, come on, India. Give me some followers.
That's so cool. It's cool that you could do that.
Yeah.
Did it like help anything other than the number?
Just the number.
Did you get more likes or anything?
No.
Oh, that's not worth it.
Yeah, you sometimes I see followers or like accounts with like 50,000 like followers and like 2 likes.
Oh,
I'm like, oh, that for sure. Did what I did.
That's crazy.
I think that was good advice, man. I think that was really good advice.
Dang, man.
What?
I cried on the third one. Okay, let's see how long it takes you to cry.
I don't know. We'll see.
I feel like most of the time you cry is because I made you cry, not because you cry on your own.
I'm heartless, man. I can cry.
I got the keyblade. I'll unlock your heart.
I cry when someone dies.
Yeah, that sucks.
That's really bad.
Oh, we should talk about that.
What?
In the future. In a future podcast about death.
Oh.
Because you know the big one that I went through.
I know.
It was the first one I ever went to. I'm definitely going to cry on that one.
Yeah.
But have you had any big ones? We won't talk about it. But
any big ones? Big ones? No, but I've had like decent ones.
What does that mean?
Like people.
I've had some decent deaths, you know.
Like people.
It's kind of cool.
That I know, but I'm not super close.
You went to school with their friends of friends.
Yeah.
Dang. You haven't had that yet? No. I'll be there for you. It's rough.
Yeah, I bet.
Unless it's me, then my bad.
Then I can eat you.
Yeah,
I can finally eat you.
My guy.
Okay, off the topic. Let's talk about...
What if you eat me and then a little Alex head pops up and then you're stuck with that?
Oh, right here?
Yeah, like on Men in Black with Johnny Knoxville's character.
Oh, dang. That
and I'm cute. Like, hey.
I'm going to cover it up. Shut up.
Like, go find your teacher. Oh
no!
Fuck!
Why are you making it worse for yourself?
Oh, yeah, I don't. I already started feeling. Yeah. I felt the ducts getting activated.
Okay. Oh no!
Okay. So okay. We're not gonna say any names. It is gonna be juicy what you're about to find out. how we got taken advantage of in our youth as successful youths.
Successful youth. Not taken advantage of, like, during our
career
adolescent days.
Yeah.
Like,
that's another pocket.
When you become famous
or financially successful.
Correct. A lot of people will enter your life that you will not expect, and you have to deal with. That's just the truth that we face, and I'm pretty sure other people have faced also.
Yep, and not just in personal friendships, relationship life, in work life too. Like, they know that we're not going to give you names, like we said before, but there was industries that we worked with and they took huge cuts, and not just in friendships, relationships, personal life, in career life, like companies, they get you to sign with them, or you get to, they do stuff, but then they make it seem they know you're new. They're like, oh yeah, this is normal. Take a huge cut of whatever you're doing.
Yep.
And once we realized that, we lost millions. We've lost millions. At least a million is what I'm thinking.
But this was also like 2012 YouTube, when having help was not a common thing.
Yeah.
And as a new upcoming creator, creators, they'll use your non-intelligence and take advantage of it. Yes, naivety.
Yeah.
So any new creators out there who are experiencing virality or an upcoming, just be careful, okay?
Be careful.
People out there will change their face just to make sure it aligns with your attributes and what you like for their advantage.
They will lock you in too. Don't sign contracts without getting not only lawyers, but peers.
Yeah.
And be like, hey man, like, can I confide this in you? And you tell me what you think, and they're gonna be like, whoa, they're asking for what? Why would you even get into the part of that and stuff like that? Ooh, we gonna get in trouble, aren't we?
No, we're not. No.
Okay.
You know, when I started Guava Juice, I had to sign a contract. I didn't get a lawyer. I should have. I'm like, Guava Juice is not gonna do anything for like the next 2 years, so I'll just sign whatever.
And then you signed a contract?
I signed it.
And something crazy was in it that you didn't want to worry about?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, I should have gotten a lawyer.
Yeah.
So the thing is, contracts don't build. I know lawyers, attorneys, that's just like a scary word. Because when someone's like, get a lawyer, that's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's not that bad. Just literally ask for help.
Yeah. Don't sign anything. That's the main thing. Don't sign anything. That's where they're going to lock you in, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
Even if you lock in for 2 years, 1 year, and you realize it in a month, you can't get out of it. You're stuck. I think the main thing is don't trust anybody.
I don't even trust you, man.
Yeah. I completely trust you with my life. But like, you just have to look at it from other people's point of views, because they might be taking advantage of you, but they're just better at negotiating. And like, negotiating is a part of our careers. So we just got better at negotiating. We got better.
Yeah.
We got more knowledgeable in things. And they took advantage, but it's not their fault. We just were dumb.
My strategy is, if you bring someone to be with you and help you, understand what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like you said, put yourself in their shoes, what they do. And then... when they do what they do, you already know what they're doing. There's a term for that. Yeah. I forget. But it's like, you got to understand who you're working with and what they do.
Let's talk about, should we talk about work stuff first or friend stuff first?
Like, let's do friends. We're still on the topic of friendship.
So were you treated any differently once you started making money, once you had fame and stuff?
Was I treated differently when I started? Not too much. It's more work related than like friends and family.
You never had like people come out of the woodwork and ask you for money, or like people you barely knew in high school reaching out and asking for something, or Like, I had a friend go to jail one time, and his girlfriend called me and asked me for $10,000 for a lawyer. And I said, why is he in jail? And she wouldn't tell me, because he didn't want her to tell me. And I said, I'm not going to give you $10,000 if I don't know the reason. What if he killed somebody? What if something crazy is going down and I don't know about it, and yeah, I paid for him to get out? And that was the end of the conversation. I was like, if you tell me, I'll give it to you right now. But she wouldn't tell me, so I never gave him.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Mine's just like, my mom just like, hey, there's like a nurse like sponsorship. Can you spend like $500?
Oh.
I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, for work, Elliot.
Yeah.
Not a jail.
Yeah. And then there's another guy that I never once hung out one-on-one, but I knew him, friend of a friend. And he was like, hey, can I have $20,000 for, because he's got married. He wanted to like buy a ring. And then also she was pregnant, so he needed money for that. And then also he had student debt, that all that. And so that was another, that was probably the biggest one that somebody asked me for money,
just because he knew you had money. And
yeah,
he's like,
he just didn't want to pay the interest, so he's like, hey, can I you pay this and then I'll pay you a smaller interest or something like that. And
oh my goodness,
like, oh, that's crazy. But then there's a bunch of little ones, like my friend's like, hey, I like this. I'm like, oh yeah, I would give that away. But the big ones, I've been asked for big things.
It was the $20,000, the biggest one?
I think that was the biggest.
Whoa.
I feel like there's other ones, but I can't remember.
You're too nice. That's why, man.
Yeah, I think so.
I
think all of our problems in this topic that we're covering on this pod is because we're so trusting.
Mm-hmm.
We always see the good in people. We couldn't imagine them doing that.
Yeah.
And then it happens. It comes out, and it's like, wow, you really did that.
I'm so heavily guarded nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
Than I have in the past. We're not on that topic yet, but
no,
I've gotten money stolen from me.
Yeah, me too.
Like a lot.
Oh, me too. I feel like your situation is different than mine. Mine was more like little by little by little, and it kind of snowballed into a lot. And once it got to, oh, this is a lot, they couldn't turn back. And it kind of just snowballed into, oh, I can't believe like it's been this long. And they just like put it out of their minds, like, no,
yeah.
They just think, oh, it's fine. But then they're like, oh, I'll just do a little bit. I'll clock in a couple more hours. I'll take this. And then eventually it's just bigger and bigger and bigger. And by the end of it, I definitely had like,
whoa,
I want to say between $50,000 and $100,000.
Whoa.
Yeah. Taken from me.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Mine was funny though. I should have known beforehand, because he was always making excuses for things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why isn't this edit done? It's like, oh, sorry, my daughter had this one, that one. And he was always making like random excuses. One time I asked him to do like a voiceover of his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted his daughter to say like, you know, 10 things not to do and a blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then he recorded himself, but he pitched it up. And he was like, no, I swear, that's my daughter. But it's, you know, when you pitch yourself up, it's like, it sounds like a chipmunk.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, I swear it's my daughter.
Imagine he brought his daughter in and she had that voice. So you're
no.
I'm so sorry.
No, it was definitely a chipmunk. I was like,
maybe
bro,
he didn't have a daughter.
No, he did have a daughter. I met her.
Oh.
Yes.
That's weird.
And then just like little signs like that, just like pathological lying.
Yeah.
And then one day, it just, I guess, I don't know, he just snapped.
Yeah.
One day I got a call from Wells Fargo, and Wells Fargo was like, hey, I just wanted to get your authorization for a check. Someone's trying to cash in $10,000. Do we have your authorization to approve it? I was like, wait, what? Who's trying to cash in the check? Can you like describe him for me? Yeah, he's blah, blah, blah. And he's wearing a like a tie-dye shirt that says Smosh, because he wore that a lot.
Yeah. Oh, is it a Smosh shirt?
Yeah.
Oh, and then?
And then I was like, no, do not approve that whatsoever. And so they didn't approve it. This was before work, okay?
Yeah.
This was like, work started at 9 at the time, and it was 8:30. I got the call at 8:30.
So he went to the bank before work and then he was going to come to work after CLA?
Yes, 8:30. I got the call. And then 20 minutes later, he drives in. He got out of the car. He was wearing...
He puts him in the chest.
No, he was wearing the tie-dye smush shirt.
No way!
And I was like, holy shit.
What a coincidence.
Yeah.
He's wearing the same thing that this guy stole.
So I walked up to him and I'm like, hey, question. I just got a call from the bank and saying someone was trying to cash in a $10,000 check. Was that you? He was like, no, why would $10,000? I wouldn't even, why would I do that? I have a daughter, blah, 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 blah. No, I would never, ever do that. And then I was like, okay, all right, cool. Just, I'll see you in a little bit. And then I went straight to the bank right after that. I was like, okay, can I see the check that this guy was trying to, they showed me the check.
It had his name on it, right?
No, it had my name, Roy Fabito.
But didn't it say address to or who it going to?
Oh. I do have the picture.
You do?
I do have the picture.
Okay, okay. Continue the story.
Anyways, I saw it and then it was definitely some bullshit, like forgery or whatever. And I was like, okay, good. Can I see like the security footage or whatever? Apparently you can't get security footage without a warrant.
Hmm.
So we called the cops. They couldn't do anything, unfortunately. So I was like, okay, I got to head back to work now. But before I went to the bank, I told my brother, he still worked for me at the time, like, hey, keep a close eye on this guy. Mm-hmm. He tried stealing money. So went back and just fired him.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we got proof. You no longer work here.
What'd he say?
He's like, okay. He didn't know what to say.
And he just left.
And he just left. And you know what's crazy?
What?
2 months later.
Yeah.
2 months later.
Yeah.
We were filming outside of the studio, just like a scene.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, my camera guy at the time, he was like, holy shit.
What?
I was like, what? He saw the guy who stole the check peek from the corner of the building like this. I was like, no fucking way, dude. So we got up to the roof.
Yeah.
Because we have access to it and we scoped the whole area. And we saw him sitting in his car, like probably like a block down.
Doing what?
I don't know. So we called the cops.
Yeah.
And then the cops went to talk to him. And then the cop came back and this is what he told the cop. He said, okay, dude. So this is what he said. He said he used to work for us.
Yeah.
And he just wanted a second chance to get his job back. And he was just kind of waiting for the right moment to come in and just get his job back. I was like, no.
That's just an unhinged dude.
Yes.
What did you think? How do you think he would get your job back?
I don't know.
Why would he think that he could get his job?
I do not know.
What?
So we were just super alert, like that whole like 3-4 months. Never showed up again. No, shut up, dude. And it's crazy.
Crazy.
And you know what's even crazier?
What?
Probably like a year later.
Okay.
I get a call from Brett Rivera.
Okay.
I was like, no, it was someone who asked if Brett Rivera can have my number because he wanted to ask me something.
Yeah.
I was like, Brett Rivera, what is it you want from me? 2 years later, someone was like, oh, Brett Rivera wants to speak to you about something. Is it okay if I share him your number? Like, what? Weird. Okay.
I'm so invested in this story right now.
Dude. And then Brett calls me. He was like, hey, man, do you know so-and-so? It was the guy.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, dude. He tried stealing $10,000 from me. And then Brent was like, okay, oh my goodness. Well, yeah, so he was supposed to finish up an edit. And we got him a plane ticket here so he could like edit in-house. But he's not here. And we called the airline company, and apparently he was trying to get a refund for the ticket.
What? He's just like a scam artist that sucks at his job.
Yes.
What?
And I was like, yeah, dude, completely avoid this guy whatsoever.
oh my God, I hope he's not watching. He might stalk me or something.
He didn't say any names. There's okay, no way cool. to look this up.
No, you're right. No one knows.
That's crazy.
But anyways, that was the last I've heard of this person. Yeah.
Well,
don't trust anyone, Eric, folks. People you think you know, you don't.
Oh, man. The ones that hurt the most, like, that's okay. That was just a coworker. Mm-hmm. The ones that hurt the most are the ones that you trusted. You were friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just found out what they were doing. And mm-hmm. you're like, what? That for, you've been doing this to me for years?
Yeah.
I thought, like, what? And that hurt. I'm still messed up over one of these situations. But mm-hmm. I'll tell you a story, but it's not, I don't think I ever told you this one. Maybe.
I don't think so.
So I had an assistant. This was years and years and years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I had an assistant. I met with like four people,
mm-hmm.
right? And I was like trying to find an assistant because I was like, I have too much on my plate. Like I already have this, I already have that. I can't take on more unless I get an assistant.
Yeah.
So I met with a few people and then I met this one guy. He was super excited to work with me.
Mm-hmm.
And he just had good vibes. I was like, nice, let's do it, man. You're the one.
Yeah.
Hired him on the spot. I was like, you're the one.
Oh.
We started working together. I paid him too much. Okay. Not too, but like higher than, definitely more than what a normal assistant would make.
Yeah.
I was making a lot at the time. Wasn't smart with money. I was like, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. I got you. Let's go. So he's my assistant, right?
Yeah.
I start learning a few things about him.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, one of the things that stuck out was he didn't drink when he ate because animals don't do that.
Oh.
So he would eat everything first and then he would get water or get drinks, but he would never do it together.
Oh, okay.
It was interesting. I was okay. And then we're working together and then it's cool. Like he's helping out with some stuff. I found out he like has a physical therapy background. So we started doing some training stuff together and he started like stretching me out. And then he started asking for, this is where it started getting weird. He asked for part of the company. And I was like, what? And I gave him a title because I was joking around. I was like, oh man, you're like my assistant. You're like my bodyguard. You're my personal trainer. You're everything
mm-hmm.
because he's my assistant. And so I gave him like a weird title, like CFO or something, like just joking. And then he started asking, he said, hey man, I feel like I'm helping out a lot. And I would be more invested if I had part of the company. And I was like, how did you go from being my assistant to wanting a part of the company?
Mm-hmm.
What? And I was like, hey, man, I don't know. And then I tried to get him to sign an NDA just as my assistant. Just like, hey, don't talk about things that happen on the job. Don't talk about me to other people. And just normal, very basic. Most employees sign an NDA for the company they're working for. He said, hey, man, I don't feel comfortable for this because I've always learned that when you sign something, you should be getting something in return, and I get nothing in this.
Wow.
And I was like, bro, what? I'm not getting anything either. It's just, so you want me to buy your silence or something? This is just a basic NDA.
Mm.
And he was like, well, I feel like I should get something in return for signing this. That was weird. That was a whole random thing with our lawyers and stuff.
Oh, he actually...
He just started making everything difficult. I don't think he had lawyers. He just said, oh, my lawyer friend looked at her. I don't know. Then he finally signed it. That was gone. Then he started treating the job as if it was beneath him. So one time we were shooting on set. We had guests and everything. And he was like, what do you need me to do? I was like, oh, just stay there. If we need something, I'll let you know. We're definitely going to need something. Maybe help with the props and stuff like in between shots.
Mm.
And then he's just sitting there antsy and like kind of like. And then randomly, like we still had like 2 or 3 hours worth of shooting. He came to me and said, hey, man. I gotta head out. And I was like, what? What? I told you I needed you here till like 5 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, I gotta go. I got this thing. And then he just left.
Oh.
And apparently it was like a gun...
show?
No, it was like a gun training class that he signed up for.
Oh.
And I was like, what? You're supposed to be on call for me at all times. Like, I told you that you knew this is not like a longer day than usual. This is normal.
Uh-huh.
And he just left. And then I texted him and I was like, hey man, that was really uncalled for. Like, I really needed you and you were gone. And he was like, I was just sitting there. I felt like I wasn't even being any help. I have some other stuff going on. I was like, yeah, but what are you doing? Like, what are you doing? And then I fired him and he was like, fine. And then like a couple months later, he realized the amount of money he was making, and he wasn't even doing that much. Uh-huh. Like, he was just there if I needed him.
Yeah.
He asked me for his job back. He's like, I can make it up to you. And I was like, no, man, like, you had your chance. Why would I? Well, there's no reason to hire you back.
Yeah.
And so that was one of the times.
So he just sucked.
Yeah. That was the first time it got weird when... after we broke up. But when we were together, there was that one guy that we worked with.
Yeah. I don't know. Can we bring this up?
We're not going to talk about names.
Okay, yeah.
There is a guy we worked with, and we won't give his position, we won't give his name, but he did take advantage, less of us, more...
Clout.
No, more what? Like, you know, back in the day, like, Google would send us new phones, or Apple would send us new phones, or Nintendo Switch would send us new this, or shoes, or whatever, like PR packages.
Yeah, yeah.
This person would always ask for one or two extra and take those and not tell us because he thought that he deserved it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and I was like, bro, like, I'm sure if you told us that, it would have been fine, but now they, like, what? That's just weird. It's weird, right? You can't do that. You're asking for like $1,000 product, extra $1,000 product on our behalf when we don't need it for the video, for the brand deal we're doing, or for whatever.
Yeah.
Just so you can keep it for yourself. That has to be some form of stealing.
I guess. Like, dude, as a brand, I'd be like, these guys asking too much. Yeah. You're giving them two for free already. Why? So that's like on our name, too.
Yeah. And if we did ask for three, we could have done a giveaway with that extra one or something.
Yeah.
But it's just like sneaky stuff like that.
Don't trust anyone, folks. I mean, LA is just the weird place.
You remember what happened? How we cut ways?
No, what happened?
He quit. You remember why he quit?
No.
He wanted to become a rapper.
That's crazy, man.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, people change and develop.
Were you there for the freestyle?
I don't remember.
I was at VidCon.
Uh-huh.
And me and some friends were just in a random hotel room.
No, it wasn't.
We're just ciphering. It was after one of the VidCon parties. We're just freestyling, going around, just taking turns. And we're like, yo, you want to try? And none of us are good. We're just joking.
Yeah.
And he went in hard.
Okay.
It wasn't anything special, but we're not going to tell him that. So he's going, and after every line, we're like,
yeah,
that was fire. Just like hyping up a friend. Why not?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, we're not gonna be like, yo, sit back down. We're not gonna do that.
Mm-hmm.
But with us hyping him up, it made him think he was amazing, and he quit a couple weeks later to try to be a rapper.
Whoa.
Yeah. And that's just like your guy is just like unhinged a little bit. It's like, what?
Just looking out for only himself, I guess.
Yeah. I know, it's scary talking about stuff, right?
It is, because I don't want to expose
anybody. Something.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's continue exposing people.
Yeah.
Okay, so what else?
Exposing people.
Oh, what? Let's talk about freaking...
Who?
Clout chasers.
Oh, clout chasers. Freaking...
I had one friend one time where I purposely, it was while we were together. It was the time where you were busy in school.
Okay.
And I wasn't in school.
Yeah.
And I wasn't working anymore because you two started taking off.
Sure.
So while you're in school, I was just bored, right?
Yep.
So I was like, you know what I want to do? And I made this a mission of the day. Mm-hmm. I was like, I want to make a friend that doesn't know who I am, and I'm not going to tell him who I am. And I'm not going to share social media. I'm going to say I don't have social media and all this. And there'll be no way he knows who I am. And I did that. I met this guy and I was like,
how'd you meet him?
At the basketball courts.
Oh, okay.
And he was waiting to run next. And I was waiting to run next. And he's like, yo, you want to run together? I was like, yeah. So we get on the court and... we get paired up with like three other guys because 5-on-5.
Sure.
And me and this dude ran it. We were just, nobody could stop us. It was just blowout. We were killing it. Afterwards, we're like, yo, let's hang out. And then I think he thought I was hitting on him because he canceled. And I was like, oh. And then I hit him up again the next day. And then he's like, all right. So we hung out. We hung out. We got to know each other. We're just hanging out, whatever. It's, and like a month goes by. He knows my name's Alex. That's all he knows.
Yeah.
We're hanging out. I think I told him my real last name.
Sure.
Hanging out, all this stuff. And one day, you were in class. I went over, hung out with him. And we're just playing video games or something. And his roommate that was traveling abroad comes home.
Sure.
He brings his luggage in. He walks in. He's like, yo, what's up, boys? And we're like, yo, what's up? He walks across front of the TV. He goes into his room. And then we hear he stopped walking. And then he backs up without looking. He just takes three steps back into the living room. And without even looking at us, he's like this. He's like, walks backwards. Why is that guy on the couch? And he's pointing at me.
Oh.
And my friend's like, what? This is my boy, Alex.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, why is he here? And my friend's like, because he's my friend and we're playing video games. And he's like, from what you just said, I have concluded in my head that you don't know who this guy is.
Mm.
And he's like, dude, what are you talking about? You're being a weird right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, this is a famous YouTuber with millions and millions of followers. And he's sitting on our couch. And he's like, no, what are you talking about? No, he's not. He's like, dude, that's Alex Wasabi.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, my friend looked at me. He's like, who is he talking about? And I was like, I haven't told you everything about me. And he was like, what are you talking about? I was like, what he said is correct.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, what? No way. And it sucked because after that moment, he became super like, dude, you're my best friend. Dude, you're gonna be my groomsman. You might be my best man. I can't wait to like, we're gonna be friends forever. Mm. And it just got weird after that. And then I was like, dang it. Like, we were good friends. Then he just started asking for, like, oh, I was at a giveaway. And he's asking if you could have an extra phone, if you could have extra this, if you could have extra that.
Yeah.
And it just kind of messed up the friendship after he found out.
Dang. So your day's mission failed.
Yeah.
It succeeded.
It was a day. We hung out for like a month. It was awesome.
Yes.
Until he found out who I was. And then things just went weird. I think he was like, whoa, this is my friend? I gotta take advantage of the situation. I can't let this pass by. Like, I gotta make sure, I gotta solidify this friendship.
Yeah.
And it just got weird. I was like, man, come on now.
People can't just like you for just your presence alone. Yeah. Everything else is just like, hey, how about me?
Yeah.
It's like, how about me?
Yeah.
How about me?
How about me? Something then. Like, get your own results.
Yeah.
And I'll be here to celebrate with you.
Yeah, I think it happens for you more than me because you're so much nicer of a guy and you're so much
easier to take advantage of.
No, you're just...
I'm more open to like, I just don't keep private. Like, I'm an open book.
Mm.
And so, I don't know, whatever.
You know the signs now when you encounter these people and all these?
Oh, I just, my guard's up.
Oh, yeah.
Especially the more recent thing that happened,
mm.
which I don't know if I feel comfortable talking about yet.
Yeah.
It was the one that hurt the most. Mm. It was something that I never would have expected from this person ever.
Mm-hmm.
Never would have expected it. And finding out all at once,
it
hurt. Like, that is one of the things that keeps me up at night.
Really?
You know?
Till this day?
Sometimes I can't sleep. If I wake up to go pee and I lay back in bed, I have to not think. I count in my head so I can't think about the situation.
Oh my God, it's really traumatizing.
Yeah. If I think about the situation, I won't sleep because I'm just like, I can't believe it. Like, all this, everything we shared together was tainted.
Yeah.
I didn't know that this was happening in the background. I didn't know that money was being stolen. I didn't know that I was being taken advantage of little by little by little by little over this time period where it just built up to holy crap. And I was going through stuff too. And even in my lowest times, this was still happening.
Mm-hmm.
Advantages were still being taken because if he went back on it during my downtimes, like where I was struggling, then he would be caught. So even during my downtimes, he had to keep it going.
Bro, crazy. At the end of the day, people are just, this is a game of survival, man.
Yeah, I probably will never talk about that. Maybe in like a few years on the pod, I'll be like, all right, you know what? I'm over it. Maybe that's why it keeps me up at night, because I haven't talked about it. I just talked to a therapist about it.
Yeah, that's what I told you.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll help. At least they'll say something.
Yeah.
Okay, we can talk about it, but
Have you done therapy before?
Yeah.
For what? Marriage or for you?
No, just for depression.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For a year? For like a couple times?
I would say like 3 months therapy. It helps a lot.
Once a week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've only been chatting. It's online though. I've never been in person.
I've only done couples therapy.
Mm.
I think maybe like 5 sessions, maybe? Mm. I don't know. It was really cool though. It was super beneficial. It was crazy.
It's nice, right?
It's so nice.
Because you can just say whatever.
Yeah. Because you know how in everybody's different lives, you play a different character. Mm-hmm. So like in some people's lives, you're the villain. In some people's lives, you're the idol. In some people's lives, you're the friend. You're the boyfriend. You're the husband. You're the brother. You're the son. You're the father.
Yeah.
I forgot where I was going with this. I got excited about not stuttering during that.
Therapist.
Oh, yeah. So therapists are completely unbiased. They don't have a picture of you. Mm-hmm. They don't have like, oh, he's a good guy. So they see whatever story, whatever problems you're having as if you're a good guy. They see it as a blank character and they know nothing about you. And you tell them the story and they give you a completely unbiased, even if a friend's like, dude, I'll tell you unbiased. They can't because they know you.
Yeah.
They have an image of you. So therapists are dope. They're like, I remember the first session I had, she was like, oh, what is the problem? Told her the problem. She said, how was your childhood? Told her my childhood. She's like, oh, do you think that relates to this? And I was like, what? No way, it does relate to that. I've never made that connection in my lifetime.
It's hard to find good people, man.
Yeah.
But I've met some good YouTubers to change the story, something really positive. Did Escape the Night. MatPat.
Yeah.
He's one of the most genuine, nicest YouTubers you'll ever meet.
I've only had a few interactions with him, but he just seems like such a good guy.
Yeah.
He's
just
I've seen so many people like go to him for advice.
Yeah.
And he's so, it's same with Mr. Beast. Mm. Like, he is so nice.
Yeah.
Like, he's probably the busiest YouTuber in the world, and I'll FaceTime. I would FaceTime him in the past, and he'll answer. And he'll answer any questions. And he'd give me free advice. And he'd be like, "Let me hook you up with my guy," and he'll connect me with his guy. And he'll be like, "I'll help you out. Let me help you. Oh, this is you should." So nice.
It's so comforting knowing like good people, dude.
Yeah.
Rhett and Link, so nice, man. They're just so loving, so caring. They're like uncles.
Anthony and Ian.
I've met them both. Yeah, I don't really know them, but Anthony is pretty cool.
Anthony, you know Anthony Moore?
Yeah.
I think I've talked to Ian Moore.
Really?
Yeah, we went to a trip, I think Dubai or Abu Dhabi or something.
Oh, wow.
And we're doing all these things together. We're just talking, hanging out. We both weren't like trying to be too invasive, but we would joke around. He was super cool. Anthony, I was at VidCon one time, and my little brother, Andrew, was like a big fan. I didn't even know. And he's like, oh my God, it's Anthony. I was like, what? Let's go take a picture.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, what? No. And I was like, Andrew, it's fine. Come on. And I was like, hey, Anthony, what's up, man? He's like, yeah, what's up?
Yeah.
I was like, hey, man, can you do me a favor? Can you take a picture? My brother's a really big fan. And immediately he's like, what? Yeah, of course. There are some other YouTubers like that too. Jax Films. Andrew was, I'm pretty sure he was a big fan of his. Oh, yeah, he was great.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great guy.
Sophia Nygaard was my neighbor at one point.
Who's that?
Sophia Nygaard. She like does mixing every candles together and stuff like that. She moved to Raleigh.
Oh, North Carolina?
Yeah.
Oh.
Which is crazy. All the good people have some relationship with North Carolina for some reason.
Ryan Higa never had a problem with that guy. He's always the best.
Mm-hmm.
Super just had no bad bone in his body.
Yeah, for sure.
Who else?
Anthony Padilla, when he left Smosh, he like hit me up randomly, like congrats or something. And I was like, oh yeah, thanks, man. Do your best, man. I know you just broke up or something. I don't know what I said to him, but encouraging him.
We broke up before then, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's why he reached out?
Yeah, I don't know. So,
to get your take on things.
Yeah, so that.
He reached out to me too.
Yeah.
He was like, Roy sucks, right? No, he was like, hey, man, I'm doing a new thing. Can you be in a couple of videos? I think me and Lauren were in a couple of videos or something, just helping him get off the ground and figure his stuff out. Try guys, super nice. Eugene, great. Zach, great. They're all those guys.
I haven't met all of them.
Well, three out of four. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I don't have anything bad to say. I had nothing to do with anything.
Yeah.
Every encounter I had with dragons was amazing.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't even remember all that stuff that went down.
But there were some, like, shitty YouTubers, too. Yeah. I don't want to say any names, but there are people who are like, what? All they do is talk about themselves. All they do is just bashing.
The ones I hated the most, I go to VidCon, I meet this person, we hit it off, they seem like a great person. A smaller creator or like a fan comes up, asks for a picture, and the way they treated them, I was like, okay, we're not friends anymore. If they didn't have enough subscribers or enough Instagram followers, they didn't even want to talk to them. They wouldn't even look at them. If they asked them a question, yep. And I hated that. You know who's the nicest YouTuber?
Matt Pat?
Swoozy.
Oh, yeah?
You know, he is crazy about his fans.
Aww.
I saw him stand in line, I think, for 10 hours one time.
Wow.
On an impromptu meetup, and he did not leave. And I've seen him do it multiple times.
Wow.
6 hours, 5 hours, 7 hours. He will not leave a fan without a picture if he has a line of people.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It's crazy. Like, I wish I could be like that, but after 3 to 5 hours, my legs hurt, my feet hurt, my face hurts from smiling.
Yeah.
Meet and greet, my face hurts at the end, and it's sore the next day.
Oh, yeah.
Smiling for hours, and he does not care. He will be sore for a month.
That's awesome,
to finish,
man.
That.
Because you got to love your followers, your audience, because they're the reason why you got to here in the first place.
Yeah.
And if someone just brushes them off, that's messed up, bro.
There's some people, friends I've had where they are like, I hate that fans think we owe them a picture when they see me in public, and I've seen them say no and then walk away, and I'm like, yo, the only time I've ever said no to a picture out of the 18 years I've been making videos is if I'm late for something. I'm like, oh, I can't. And even then, I'll be like, walk with me.
Yeah.
I can't stop. I gotta make it to this meeting, but come with me.
Yeah.
And they'll come with me, and I'll take a picture.
I love taking pictures. The only time where I kind of get like, oh, come on, not right now, I had got a funeral.
Yeah.
I got asked once in a funeral.
No way.
I'm like, hey, bro, read the fucking room, dude.
Yeah, there's
this
a
is
line.
Not the right time.
There's a line.
There's a...
Like, when they show up at your house, you've had that?
No.
You've never had them show up at your house?
No.
Oh, I've had them like outside my apartment complex. They're knocking on my door. I'm like, how did they even get in? Like, it was a problem. And then...
This after I left?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I've had them like it's just they're waiting outside. And I'm like, yo, you're trapping me in my house?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know you. I don't want... Like, you know where I live. That's already scary.
Yeah.
And now you're waiting outside. And like...
That's invasion.
I guess from their point of view, they're like, oh, I'm just such a big fan. He'll realize that I'm just the biggest fan ever.
Yeah.
But like, yo, this is my...
It's your space. It's your privacy.
Space. Like, I don't even want my family to come visit me because I'm scared they're gonna...
No, that's true. That's
follow really my family. True. Yeah, like... It's just scary. That's like where I live. That's where you reside.
That is absolutely scary. That's like someone like, you know, parking a block away and asking for their job back. It's kind of scary.
Yeah.
You know, you don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah, you don't know what they have on them. You don't know what they're prepared to do.
Exactly.
It's scary, man.
Another situation where I'm kind of like, is when I'm eating in public and my face is stuffed with food. I'm like,
yeah, that's like, you know, and then but it makes you appreciate it more when there's fans that wait till you're done.
And
then you're like,
exactly.
They didn't even say we wanted to wait till you're done. They just asked for after, and you're like, hey man, I noticed that you noticed me, and I really appreciate that you waited until I was free to take a picture. And I always tell them that too. I'm like, yo, that was the right move. You're amazing. I would love to. I never not want to take a picture.
Yeah.
I love taking pictures. I love hearing how much I've affected your childhood.
Yes.
But
absolutely. Exactly.
A second.
I've had that. It makes me so happy when I do that. I'm like, oh my God, thank you so much for waiting your time. Like, thank you for appreciating my time and my food. I love food. Thank you for waiting for me.
Yeah. I one time had a meet and greet.
Yeah. What?
And we rented this place. It was like a merch thing.
Mm-hmm.
We rented this place for 3 hours. And we said, come, I'll be taking pictures for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Not expecting thousands and thousands of people to show up the line was crazy all the way down Ventura. Like, it was so long. And when I pulled up, I was like, what are we going to do? I can't, we only have the place for 3 hours. I don't have like security. I can't just walk outside and get like surrounded. I don't know. So after the 3 hours, we had to close the store or had to close the little thing.
Yeah.
And there were still at least 1,000 people outside. And I've been taking, I probably took 1,000 pictures.
Yeah.
But there's 1,000 more people. I didn't know what to do. I had security with me. I had like, or it wasn't even security. It was just like my big friends.
Yeah.
And they're like, dude, we got to get you out. How are we going to do this? I was like, I don't know. So they pulled up a pickup truck like outside and then they covered my face and they picked me up kind of and like put me in the back of the pickup truck, closed it.
Who, your bodyguards?
Or my friends. Okay. Like they were just helping me because I didn't have bodyguards. And they put me in the truck. Everybody realized it was me. They were grabbing the truck. They were trying to jump in the truck. And then the truck took off. And then people got in their cars and chased us around. And we had to like drift around corners, try to get away.
What?
And then we finally got away after like 20 minutes of being chased in a car, in cars. And we all got out and we just like were like processing what was happening. And then another car pulled up and we're like, all right, we'll take a picture. You were very persistent and you made it. You made it to the finish line. Here we go. Let's take a picture. Let's take a bunch. But I always felt bad about that day. It was just bad planning on my part.
You shouldn't have just been, hey, come.
Yeah, I should have been like, hey, I should have had a limit. And like, hey, only the first 1,000 people.
Yeah.
Because we just didn't expect that many people to show up.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
We should do it. We should do another one.
Unlimited?
Unlimited.
Like, as many people show up, that's how long we're going to stay?
No, this was like time, like a time.
Okay, well,
yeah, yeah.
We'll like, like 1,000 people.
Yeah.
Okay,
that'd be
cool.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, expect that soon, everyone. We're going to do a little meet and greet merch shop thing. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Let's do it. I think, hey, let's wait till Wasabi's off the ground. Let's wait, like, on the year anniversary of our first
video. Okay, yeah.
Okay, okay.
Then we'll have a little
So thing. This time next year, pretty much.
Okay, this time this year.
Okay.
Oh my God, this was a lot.
Oh, what else?
Are we okay?
Get through. I think so. I just like, it's just a, this is like the first, like,
I know. But all I gotta say right now is friendships. Thank you so much, everyone who's been here since their childhood.
Yeah.
We really do appreciate it. Whenever we see comments saying that we've made your childhood, it just sends a warm sense in my heart. I'm just like, oh man.
Yeah.
I'm old.
Yeah.
But also, we have given you that entertainment in that childhood, that part of your life, and not a lot of people can do that.
No.
We're excited that we are able to do that for you.
What's your favorite encounters, fan encounters, like types of encounters?
Usually like the really, really polite ones.
Mm-hmm.
I was at Disney one time, and then I had this little girl come up to me, very, very polite, the most polite interaction I've had. She's like, Excuse me, Mr. Guava Juice. I just wanted to interrupt your time, and I just want to see if I can possibly get a photo with you, if that's okay.
Like, whoa, of course.
No.
No. I'm on Space Mountain. It's my turn.
No, just that. That's the one. I don't know why that one was the best one, but I just like it when they're so polite.
Disneyland's crazy. I remember me and Fousey one time. We had completely different fan bases.
Mm-hmm.
And he had like college fan base. I had the family friendly fan base.
Yeah.
We went to Disney one time and we both got like surrounded for pictures. And I remember taking pictures with all these kids. And I look over and our crowds were so different. He had all these college dudes like, yo, what's up, bro? And I had all these kids like, yeah. And we just looked and we made eye contact and we just laughed. So I'm like, whoa, that's crazy. But I think my favorite ones are when they just come up and like, bro. I'm like, yo. And they're like, my guy. And
yeah.
I was like, yes. And then they're like, yes. And then that's it.
Yeah.
And I just, quick acknowledgement, I interact. We can take a picture. I don't mind. But it's just cool when I'm like walking and then I see somebody like, yo. I'm like, yo. And he's like, and we just keep walking. He's like, dude, I love you. And I'm like, I love you.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's it. And it's so cool.
And other ones I like is like when they come up to me, they're like, you look familiar.
Mm-hmm. But I know that they know. Yeah, I'm yeah. like,
they know.
Do I? Because I do it for sober. Wow. You're high school, maybe? Like, no. I know you. Is it YouTube? Oh, shit, yes. Yes. I'm like, bro, you should have done that. Yeah. Like, I know you know to say it. It's not embarrassing to say it. It's cool. I'll take
there was a time where I think I was on the chat roulette or something like that, the Omegle or something.
Yeah.
And I connected with a guy. He was in the military. This is this dude in the military. He's probably like 20. And he saw me and he's like, dude, bro, no way. He started freaking out. He's telling his roommate that's facing the other way on his computer. He's like, bro, look who it is, dude. Dude, this is crazy. He's freaking out. He's jumping up and down. And he like finally collects himself. He's like, dude, you are the man. And I'm like, what? And he's like, Ryan Higa. And he and it was obvious that he knew who I was, but yeah. He made that joke and I died. We both died laughing.
No.
He's like, I'm just kidding. I was like, I know you're kidding. That's so funny. I love that you said that.
That's so, so funny. Good. I've gone a lot of Alex's before. What? Like, I went like, oh yeah, blah, blah, blah. And I take a picture of them. It's like, all right, nice to meet you, Alex. Like, yeah. I've had at least like 10 of those.
Yeah.
It's funny.
I love it. I just love fans, man. I love interactions. I love hearing backstories of like the first video they watched, who yeah. they watched it with, how they're still friends with that person from that day, how old they were when they watched and how old they are now.
Mm-hmm.
I think I saw recently, they're like, I was 7, now I'm 28. I was like, wait, have I been making videos that long?
Oh my
Is that
God.
Or something like that?
I'm, yeah.
Whoa.
It's a long time.
The very beginning. Yeah.
It's a long time, man.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I remember in Guava Juice, I had a fan that's like, yo, I used to watch you when I was 7. I was like, how old are you now? 9.
I used to watch you when I was a kid.
I know.
I'm like, what? No way. That's so old. So you really never had anybody treat you differently after, like, that you've known for a long time? And then you moved to California and you came back and they're like, whoa.
Bro, honestly, no, not really.
I had friends that were like, oh, they started like trying to entertain me.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, you're not just Alex, you're Alex Wasabi now. Oh, dude, I'm gonna do this. Let's do this. Oh, I got this all planned out. And I'm like, whoa, let's just hang out on the couch. What? Let's just do what we normally do. I don't understand.
Yeah.
And I didn't know why it was different until I realized why. I was like, it's fine.
Because you're the big shot now.
Yeah, or in their eyes, they're like, I'm a different, but I'm not different. I came home to get away from that.
Yeah.
And then you're treating me like I'm still like that, like they treat me here.
Yeah.
And I came here for that, for the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that was weird. And then do you remember your first like person that came up and asked you to take a picture? Like when we were kids?
Yeah, we were at Myrtle Beach, remember?
Oh, I was there?
Oh, yeah, you were there with me.
And what happened?
They said, yeah, can you take a picture? And I'm like, yeah.
Is that the same time we snorted salt and pepper and I threw up?
No, that was North Carolina.
Why did we do that?
We still do that. What do you mean?
It was like, I think we were just like, hey, we were bored waiting for our food. And I'm like, let's snort this salt and pepper.
And that's how we started YouTube,
the
folks.
Burned. It burned so bad. Did this pepper? Threw up on the table. It was so dumb.
Hey, man.
It sucked.
We were the weird kids, man.
And then how did you feel after that? I don't even remember that.
I was like, whoa, dude, whoa, remember that? You see that? I felt so cool.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What about, was our families there?
Yeah, we were all there.
What did they say?
We took a picture. It was that one famous picture. I had the hat. You were next to me. We were behind the like the rock climbing wall. We were like this.
Oh,
that was the same day.
Oh, same day.
Yeah, the same day we took that picture. I remember it very vividly.
Oh, very vividly. I just remember, like, it took a while for my family to get used to, or especially my parents, to get used to going to the mall and taking pictures.
Because
we would go just on a normal, like, oh, I got good grades. So let's go get Cheesecake Factory or something.
Yeah.
And then people would be like, make a line at the table to take pictures. And they were just like, hey, weird.
Mm.
Yeah. But then they eventually, now they just doesn't even bother them.
They're
just,
yeah.
they just keep walking while I take pictures and I catch up.
Yeah. I mean, I guess this family friend, I guess you just usual, just like, hey, say hi to my son. Mm-hmm. And he would just like vlog me the entire like family party the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of creepy. Mm-hmm. Like stuff like that.
Yeah.
Nothing like, let me use you. It's more like, oh, look who I'm with.
Yeah.
Except he filmed me for like an hour straight.
Yeah. Oh, dang.
Yeah.
That's like a Filipino thing, though.
Yeah.
A lot of them were like, hey, say hi to your tita in the Philippines that you never met, that you met when you were a baby. She used to change a diaper.
This is,
oh, okay. Hey, like,
say hi to Ryan. You don't know him.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, hey, Ryan. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Then, okay.
And Ryan didn't even want to say hi.
Yeah, and they
just both awkwardly just.
Yeah, exactly.
They always hold the camera for too long. Like, and you're just like,
all right, I got to go now.
So, bye-bye. How's school? You're in school? Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So awkward.
It's like, all right, bye.
Yeah.
I already know what to do nowadays. Like, all right, bye, Ryan. I gotta go.
Yeah, same.
Just leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, all right, man, nice to meet you. I hope I meet you one day in person.
Oh. Yeah. Tip for people watching on friendship.
Mm-hmm. Oh, one tip?
One tip. Friendship between their besties and friendship between other people.
I think don't, this is the same with love life.
Yeah.
I think don't take it so seriously.
Hmm.
If you get upset over every little thing, you got to remember, people are people. They're not your people. Yeah, it's your best friend, but they're their own person. They don't owe you every detail of their life. They don't owe you this and that and this. If they need space, give them space. You gotta make time, like we learned, mm-hmm. to miss each other.
Mm.
And I think that's just the key. Just don't get so easily butthurt.
Yeah, understood. Yeah. Everyone's living their own story.
Yeah.
Every single person you see in your own day has their own story, living their own life that you may not see.
Mm-hmm.
So you may not know why they are the way they are, but just know that they're living the life they think they want to live.
Everybody's their own main character.
Yeah.
So what am I to you? If you're the main character, like if you're the Goku, what am I? Mm-hmm. If you're the Naruto, what am I? What's a good analogy?
Let me see. If I think I'm a swordsman. You're more of a tank. So mm-hmm. you're kind of...
Is this One Piece?
No.
What is this?
RPGs.
Role-playing game?
Yeah, you're the tank. You kind of like take the blow for everybody. You taunt everybody. People attack you while the other people can attack them. You're the protector.
So I'm like in Lord of the Rings, I'm the little guy with the friggin' battle axe.
No, he's more of an attacker. I'm saying you're more of a tank.
Like, I need an example.
A taunter. Like, you know Malphite from League of Legends?
No.
That's the only example I can give you.
What? Okay, let me think then. I would say you are so beautiful. I would say,
am I a healer? Am I a magic user?
I would say you're the Link to my Rhett.
Oh.
You're the Ian to my Anthony.
You think I'm Ian? Or am I more like Anthony?
Well, I don't know.
Just personality-wise.
Let me think. Oh, you're a mix.
I'm a mix of both?
Yeah, because I feel like Ian is more out of pocket, like, whoa. Like, he comes up with the crazy stuff, I feel like.
Yeah.
Or he says the more like, whoa, like,
yeah,
that's funny. And then Anthony's the cool, but also unpredictable.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're a mix of both.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There you go. You're Alex and you're unique. You're so unique, man.
You.
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 I'm Alex.
I'm Alex.
I'm your way.
See you in the next podcast. Happy Friday, everybody.
Woo.
Spice fruit.
Yo.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster.
According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.